In this bulletin, Western Australia calls for a ban on the number of return travellers from India. Australia's hotel quarantine system faces a backlash due to air ventilation concerns. And in sport, Melbourne Victory announces a high-profile Australian coach to rebuild the club. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Australia's coronavirus vaccine rollout is to be accelerated as Prime Minister Scott Morrison meets with premiers and chief ministers to revive the program. National Cabinet is meeting for the second time this week in a bid to develop new strategies to boost the behind-schedule rollout. The Australian Medical Association requests the next phases of the program be clear and concise, calling for clarity and transparency with the vaccine supply. Plans to bring forward COVID-19 vaccination for Australians over 50 and proposals for mass vaccination are expected. Meanwhile, West Australian Premier Mark McGowan has called for a suspension or reduction on overseas arrivals from India due to a recent surge in COVID-19 infections in the country. Mr. McGowan announced the Mercure Perth Hotel will not accept any more international travellers as authorities investigate how two return travellers contracted the virus in the hotel.
HEPA filters were installed in both rooms to assist with clearing the air. This is a process that occurs each time there are positive cases detected. Unfortunately, transmission inside hotel quarantine facilities is not new. We are seeing it across the country, and that's why we need to do everything we can to consistently improve our systems. We're currently facing one of the most difficult periods of dealing with COVID-19 in our quarantine system since the height of the pandemic. Our system is under significant stress.
It comes as India recorded more than 300,000 new coronavirus cases in the past 24 hours, which is the highest daily global total. It also reported a record number of daily COVID-19 related deaths. And experts warn ventilation and airflow in hotel quarantine settings are not being taken seriously enough. Western Australian President of the Australian Medical Association, Dr. Andrew Miller, says existing systems have failed communities and returned travellers. He's calling for a system overhaul.
We're actually giving people the disease whilst they're in quarantine when we're supposed to be protecting the community from them. So we're locking people up in these airless hotels. The Federal Infection Control Experts Group still reluctant to give us proper airborne protections, and that's what's dragging down our quarantine system, which is dangerous for the community and incredibly distressing for people who've had to go through what they have to go through to get back to Australia, only to catch COVID whilst they're inside a poorly equipped quarantine facility. It's ridiculous.
Australia's foreign minister has defended the decision to abolish Victoria's Belt and Road Agreement with China under the Commonwealth's new veto powers. China's embassy in Australia responded expressing strong displeasure and resolute opposition. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says a federal Labor government would not have supported the agreement either.
Federal Labor, we said that we wouldn't sign up to the BRI, but I do note that the Federal Department of Foreign Affairs was giving speeches that were positive about the BRI not too long ago.
An Australian Muslim rights group has launched a complaint against Facebook under the Racial Discrimination Act. The Australian Muslim Advocacy Network alleges the social media platform is responsible for direct and indirect discrimination and liability for hate speech affecting minority groups. They accuse Facebook of allowing pages that identify themselves as anti-Islam to remain live despite proliferating hate speech against Middle Eastern, African, South Asian and Asian people. Melbourne Victory has announced Tony Popovic as the new head coach for the next three seasons. Mr. Popovic will have free rein to overhaul the struggling A-League club in a bid to make them a powerhouse club once he starts in July. He was recently sacked by Xanthi in Greece in February. Let's see what the weather's doing for you on Friday. In Perth, a cloudy day and 29 degrees. Showers in Adelaide, 20 degrees. Much the same for Melbourne, 17. Similar conditions in Hobart, 15. Sunny for you in Canberra, a top of 17. The sun continues in Wollongong, 21. Much the same for Sydney, 23. Fine weather as well for Newcastle, 22. Much the same for Brisbane, a top of 25. But rain in Cairns, 29. And sunny weather for Darwin, 35 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom. And if you haven't done so already, don't forget to check out our podcast, SBS News in Depth, for special features as well as more detailed analysis of the day in news.